Quail Hollow Club brings the best golfers in the world to North Carolina for the second major of the season.
In love, I'm born Carolina.
This is PGA Championship Week with our golf pros.
Is golf fun?
No.
Dirt and Sprague.
Do you like golf?
No.
Brought to you by Langdon Farms Golf Club, the best course in the Northwest for year-round golf. Book your tee time at langdonfarms.com.
Dirt and Sprague on 1080.
Do you want to play more golf?
Yeah!
The Fan.
Hey, let's do this final hour. Dirt and Sprague here on Portland Sports Leader, 1080 The Fan, 99.5 HD2, the Odyssey app, live on YouTube. Tip of the cap to Jason Swigart for letting me hear the GOAT every day of the week at 8 a.m.
You going to go see him perform this summer?
I don't know if he's still touring. Is James Taylor still out on the road?
I think
yes,
he's,
he is. He's coming to Bend this summer. Bend. He's on a tour this summer, yes.
I mean, he's still going. I think I've seen him in concert 7 or 8 times.
I mean, talk about a little trip for you and Pops.
I'd go see it again. I'd go see him again.
Bend, golf a little bit.
He's 77 years old. You're getting close to that territory of like...
Pipes are still clear.
Will I ever see him again? You know, it's one of those. You're getting up there. He just sits. He sits on a stool and plays. That's all I need. I don't need dance. I don't need a routine. I don't need a light show.
Amphitheater outside is the only way to see James
Give
Taylor.
Give me a gummy and some twice. James Taylor, okay? That's all we great. Need.
Now I want to go back to Bend. I want to golf, and I want to just be
Sounds
in
like
Bend.
A great trip, doesn't it?
God, I love Bend.
We got a lot to get to in the final hour of the show. PGA Championship is underway. Sprague's already poo-pooing the leaderboard 9 holes into the tournament. So we'll talk
I'm
about
ready
that.
To abandon the final
Sprague's
round.
Already bailing. He's pulling the chute. I'm not going to watch.
I just don't care about this major. I don't know. I never have. I'm not a big golf guy like you guys
Did
are,
you care with Xander winning last year?
Yeah, that was a cool ending.
So I think because
I also had the take on the show like, well sure. Did he do it? And then he did it.
Like you got to have it's got you got to give me interest on Sunday.
Valhalla is one of those more historic grand courses.
I mean, it's a great name.
Yeah. Da, da, da.
But, like, no matter the final round pairing, you'll get me in the open. Those conditions are terrible. The history of the event, the Masters will always get me. US Open's fun in the middle of the summer.
How do you feel about my take on match play for the PGA Championship?
Especially now that the one match play event they used to have has gotten squeezed out as they've redone the schedule. I think you need to do... You have to start out with stroke play.
Yeah, you do like 36 holes of stroke
and
play.
Get it down,
pare it down to your bracket,
16 or 32 or whatever you want.
There's got to be something about the tournament that makes it stand out. There's nothing about the PGA Championship that stands out, and that would make it stand out.
The tough part is it gets back to the business side where they want to sell tickets, and if you're only going to have a couple of matches on the final weekend, then. It's hard to you can't have as many people as you want to get in there all around a couple of holes.
That's
true. Logistically a nightmare. So unless you do it up differently where you either the week before don't have a tournament or the week after and you start the thing on Friday and you play stroke play Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and then you have your match play on Monday and Tuesday, maybe it works. Mm. Or maybe you dump it down, or maybe you dump it down to move it to Memorial Day weekend. And so then you're playing on the Monday, maybe you finish on the Monday. That's the holiday. You could tweak it a little bit and do it that way. But I love to have a match play event on the regular docket.
Especially a major. I think it would be awesome to have a major championship decided by that. I think it'd be great for golf. But I see your point on the logistics and the ticket sales of it. Hold on, let me...
Our ticket sales appear to be pretty damn good, man.
Here
this is pretty packed for the
There's a lot of people there. Charlotte, North Carolina is a hub on the East Coast, too. It's easy to get to for people up and down. Like, it's just... It's a place that has the infrastructure. They host a tournament every year.
If you're going to put 50 or 60,000 people on a golf course on a given
there's
day...
There's only two matches
But there's only two holes that you want to...
Valid point. Valid argument. Do you know who Craig Berube is?
Absolutely.
Big fan of his game? Big fan of his work?
I'm a big fan of Craig Berube.
What'd you think when he won the championship in 2019?
I kind of was like, damn, good for Craig.
Craig actually did it.
Yeah.
He broke through.
I was happy for Berube.
Berube won a title, man.
I finally, because like, I can wear my Berube jersey now.
Now you can't. Well, he didn't have a jersey because you coach, so he didn't, you know.
Well, no, but they custom make
they
it.
They custom
the
make
team.
One for
he
them?
Coaches,
yeah,
of course.
Well, you clearly know who it is, so I don't need to tell you this, but he is the head coach of the Toronto Maple Leafs.
Steph Curry hammy.
It's
he's got work in there.
It's a jacket. It's a Berube jacket.
Berube lets you into every party you want to go to.
He is the head coach of the Toronto Maple Leafs. We just did this for stinking it up. The Maple Leafs had a pivotal game 5 last night, and they no-showed on home ice.
Are they pivoted?
5-0. They pivoted and just got their ass whooped last night by the Florida Ice Cap Panthers. This happened after the game. Okay, you ready? You ready for this? I can't name four coaches in the NHL. Ah, you're not alone.
Can't name two.
You're not alone there.
Well,
okay?
Half of them get fired every year.
Dude,
anyway.
This guy, he won the Stanley Cup with St. Louis in 2019.
You think NBA coaches get hired?
He was fired like 2.5 years later, and now he's head coach of Toronto.
I know the NHL is the most egregious sport.
Constant. Just
who's
you're
the angry guy? Tortorella?
Every 18 months, that dude gets fired from a new job.
They'll get hired again.
And they get fired again. That's the way it works. So they get embarrassed on home ice last night, and I just want you to just soak it in.
Correct. A lot of the guys are talking about resetting in the next 40 hours or so, whatever it is.
Yeah.
How do you do that if you have a fairly good idea that the Panthers are going to come just as hard as they did just now?
Well, I don't think they came any harder than they have, to be honest with you. I think we let them come tonight. Well, you know, I mean, we stood around and watched. You can't do that.
No. Why did you pull that?
You ever stand around and watch?
I knew they were coming. They weren't going to come any harder than they did the night before.
They came hard last night, too.
We just stood around and watched them come.
Came harder at us again tonight. Just, is that the lesson for the Maple Leafs? Can they get away with standing around and watching in Game 6? They got to come hard, too.
Why are these leaves stuck together?
Correct.
That's not maple syrup.
We're talking about resetting in the next 40 hours or so, whatever it is. How do you do that if you have a fairly good idea that the Panthers are going to come just as hard as they did just now?
Well, I don't think they came any harder than they have, to be honest with you. I think we let them come tonight. Well, you know, I mean, we stood around and watched. You can't do that.
Nobody wants to stand around
you
and watch.
Nobody, no, you can't do that.
What is this, P. Diddy? You don't want to stand around and watch.
Berube with a great point. You can't do that. You can't stand around and watch.
There's got to be a PR person that's just cowering.
Well,
the
reporter knows what he's doing there.
Yeah.
Right?
I think you can't. That's a leading question there.
One or the other. Either the reporter knew what they were doing, or the reporter was so into focusing on the question, just completely oblivious to context.
Berube knows you want to win that cup. You need to come hard.
You do.
You don't come hard.
You're down 5-0.
You don't come at
you're
all.
You're not lifting that cup.
No, you didn't come hard last night. You're down 5-0 on home ice.
You're just standing around watching.
You just stood around and watched the ice cats come.
What are you doing, Toronto? They brought it last night. How about the Oilers?
Canada's wagon hope continues. Is still alive.
The wagon's back.
Stuart Skinner back-to-back shutouts.
Bob,
that's the most important part.
I scared about Bobrovsky. Bobrovsky scare you?
No. I don't try to delay my hockey knowledge. All right. Let me get my hockey point.
Yeah, what do you got?
I think Bob Wischusen's as good in that sport as any other broadcaster is in a sport.
Ooh. ESPN has a great tandem of broadcasters.
I like McDonough and hockey a lot.
McDonough's
solid,
too.
I think it's his sport. Yeah. I think Wischusen is probably my new
His game-winning call last night for Edmonton was pretty solid.
He's
in
just
overtime.
Amazing. Yeah.
That was a good call last
night. Every time I hear it, he brings it. He comes hard.
He does.
Wischusen comes hard to that broadcast.
Yeah. TNT, they just standing around watching.
Side note, did you see the Diamondbacks manager...
Torey Lovullo. He's ejected.
I just want to make sure that he's up to date.
He ejected every umpire on the field.
You can't kick me out. I'll kick you out.
Awesome.
No, he walked around every umpire. You out of here. You get out of here.
It's a great move.
That's a guy that came hard.
Yes. NHL Finals. 10 guys, one cup, man. They're all playing for one cup at the end of the day. Who will take it
that
home?
One?
Don't stand around and watch. Lesson of the day. Let's get to can you name these teams? Let's get to that segment. That's next on The Fam. All right, welcome back in. 8:17. Happy Thursday, everybody. We're having fun. Lots still to get to here in the final hour of the show. I wanted to play the fun game quickly of can you name the three teams? Now, maybe you both saw this yesterday, and if you did, we'll still have fun with it nonetheless. But if you didn't, it'll be a fun game to play.
A chance I missed it.
There are three teams in the National Football League
mm-hmm.
that have zero primetime games.
Three teams in the
three
NFL,
teams
no
in the National
time.
Football League who have zero as of now. Now they could flex and shock the world.
Yeah,
but as of now, at the start of the year, they have zero primetime games for the upcoming year.
Saints,
the New Orleans Saints are one of them.
Yeah, hold on. Wait a tick.
Wait a
minute. Carolina?
The Carolina Panthers are not. They have a primetime game. Okay. I think they have a Monday night game against the 49ers, if I'm not mistaken.
I'm looking at logos. I'm not looking up anything else, okay?
Yeah, just look at logos. Take your guesses. One of them surprised me, to be honest with you, because we don't usually Cleveland. See this. Cleveland is one of them.
So that's two of the three.
You got one more to go.
And we don't normally see this. That means it's got to be a decently good team.
Or does it?
I know the Titans are on a primetime against Bo.
They are not on a primetime game.
Tennessee?
The Tennessee Titans are not on a primetime
game. So those are the three
teams. That is the third. And the reason I say that we don't usually see that is I feel like the number one pick quarterback usually gets...
I thought I saw one, but maybe they were just teasing the matchup of Ward.
They play in week one, if I'm not mistaken, yeah. I believe.
I thought I saw a logo next to it, but maybe I did.
Let me pull it up, because I saw a bunch of these
I don't follow
graphics.
This stuff like you guys do.
God, you're such a loser.
I love that fans are opener, week 10's going to be hard. I'm like, you have no idea if week 10's going to be hard.
1:05 p.m. on Fox, Tennessee at Denver, so not a primetime game. I'll pull up just to double check to make sure I'm not wrong. But I feel like, am I wrong in saying that isn't the number one overall pick? I'm not saying
usually
seven or eight
game.
Times, but
yes.
Like Caleb, how many did Caleb have last year? He had a couple.
A lot.
There was obviously, he was on the Thanksgiving game in Detroit. There was a handful of them throughout the course of the year where he was playing in primetime games, Sunday night games, Monday night games. To not have Cam Ward in a single primetime game, it almost reaffirmed the draft conversation of him being the least talked about number one pick at a quarterback that maybe we've ever seen.
Well, so the other part of this, too, is like we forget flexing happens.
Yes, they could get flexed in.
Cleveland has Shador. I wouldn't be shocked if they got flexed in at the end of the season.
If he's starting, they're a little bit better maybe than we thought.
Tennessee being like not good, but like feisty and competitive and Ward's having a good year, that is a flex option for them. So that's the other point of this is the amount of prime time, like who plays who in what weeks. Like none of this is concrete, and that's where I like the videos. They're funny, they're creative. Outside of that, I don't study these things very closely because one, I won't remember it.
Sure,
I'm not going to any of these games.
How dare you?
And two, well, I like to go. Oh, who's that's this week. Okay.
Oh, this game's going on.
Look, it's football. I understand why we're so obsessed with this.
You gonna give me a football's football? Give me a football's football.
Football is football.
Football is football.
I'm also posting a poll question up on Twitter. 10 guys in a cup. You gotta win that cup. You gotta come hard. Yes or no?
You gotta come. Do you have to come hard with that cup? I think you do.
I think you do.
I want to ask two more fun questions, okay? Out of the NFL schedule release,
who's a team that's on primetime that you would rip right out of there?
So this is my question:
The Cowboys.
Because I agree with you on the overall schedule release.
They're on way too damn much.
They're gonna be okay this year, though.
So much of it is meaningless, and we definitely forget. The only ones that matter to me are the primetime games because I'm a red zone viewer on Sunday. So week to week, I don't care. The primetime stuff is what matters because that's the standalone game that you're watching. You're forced to watch that game and that game alone. There are 10 teams in the NFL with five or more primetime games as of right now. Kansas City's number one with 7. Dallas is number two with 6.
Unbelievable.
And then you have a chunk with 5.
How can you be that bad and be rewarded every year?
The chunk with 5 are the Miami Dolphins.
Yeah.
Atlanta,
the Miami Dolphins?
Miami Dolphins have 5.
5?
The Atlanta Falcons have 5.
I get it.
Lions have 5. Eagles have 5. Commanders have 5. Bills have 5. Chargers and 49ers.
It is egregious.
Who is the least deserving of their primetime slots? Is it the Cowboys or the Miami Dolphins?
It's the Dolphins.
More than the Cowboys?
Yeah. I hate the Cowboys maybe as much as I love to breathe, but I get it. Like, I don't like it. It doesn't make sense to me. I don't understand why, as a nation, we continue to.
When
just
are the Dolphins
this.
Games? Are they stacked more towards the end? Because I wonder if the crew's like, can we go somewhere warm in this November and
warm.
December?
They're going to be on the road in cold weather, and Tua's going to like not be able to throw.
Oh, I wonder if they're like Dolphin home games.
Week 3, they get Thursday night football at Buffalo. Week 9, they get a Thursday night football end of October at home against the Ravens. What are the other ones? They get a Monday night game in Pittsburgh in the middle of December.
Oh, why did they get so many? Why?
And then the very next week, they go Monday night, Sunday night, week 15, week 16 at Pittsburgh, home against Cincinnati. That is a Sunday night game at home against Cincinnati.
They do not have a market big enough that should be giving them that many.
They have more primetime games than the Baltimore Ravens.
That's insane.
The Cincinnati Bengals. The Houston Texans, the Green Bay Packers, Tampa Bay, who's a fun team to watch. They have more primetime games than any of them.
Of all the teams you name, like if the Bengals come back and bounce back, great. I'm all in on seeing Burrow. Like, how do you have more than the Ravens?
That makes no sense.
Even if CJ Stroud's offense has not taken a giant leap, how do you have more than that?
Yeah.
The Bucks were a really good team. They won their division last year.
They were. They've been a ton of fun to watch. They score a lot of points. They're entertaining. They got one of the best wide receiver rooms in the NFL. It's Baker Mayfield.
All we can hope is the Dolphins have improved to the point where they're watchable, because that was bad last year.
It was bad last year, so I thought that was interesting. And then this fun game of the five most expensive tickets after the schedule was released for the upcoming year.
Are we not counting international stuff?
Not counting international games, okay. I don't believe. These are all, well, none of them are international games. One of them was shocking. Of the five most expensive tickets, which game do you want to go to? And it's an easy answer for me. Cowboys at Eagles opening night, obviously. Banner night. That ticket's going to cost you. The get-in price is about $1,800 right now.
It's a banner night.
But that doesn't have anything to do with the opponent. That's just
that's
the
Eagles, Super Bowl, and the Cowboys.
Is that a special night for you guys as sports fans?
I mean, if the Blazers ever won a title, would you want to be at Banner Night?
I would want to be there, but I'd more prefer to be there when they won it.
Sure, I'd take the championship game over the Banner Night for sure, but you'd want to be there. You'd want to be in the building to see it. The little spotlight.
Okay, so Banner Night.
Risen up into the rafters. Chiefs at Cowboys on Thanksgiving. Get-in price is about $1,500.
And again, that's a specialty Thanksgiving. Sure. And it's Chiefs also classic fans. Team.
Are you sensing a theme here? Hold on. Third most expensive ticket of the season, Packers at Cowboys, end of September. That's a Sunday night football game.
He's charging a lot for these Packer fans to get in, isn't he?
$1,200, $1,300, get in price there.
That's another home field advantage that has just completely disappeared.
Yep. Fourth most expensive ticket of the year is an early Sunday night football, maybe week one, I believe, Sunday night football. Ravens at Bills, we get it. Get in price about $1,100 in Buffalo. And then your last one, we don't know the time or if it's going to be flexing or out. The fifth most expensive ticket of the NFL season is Jets at Bills week 18. But I believe that's because, Jets is that the Bills. Final game of their stadium?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, okay. Their stadium.
So I think that when I saw that, I'm like, that's random. But that's this is the last year of their stadium.
Ravens,
Bills fans
is probably the game week one.
I mean, it's easily the best game. Right?
I would shell out some money to be there for
Buffalo. By a galaxy.
Not even close.
No.
What if I tell you Creed's playing Thanksgiving in Dallas?
And I get to watch Mahomes take me higher?
Take you higher.
I'm in.
You in?
I mean, look, it's Thanksgiving, so that's probably kind of a unique experience going to a Thanksgiving game. I've never been to it.
Turkey legs, tailgating.
And it's Mahomes indoors.
Yeah.
I'll sign up for that all day.
52-47.
But it's Ravens-Bills.
Yeah, Ravens-Bills going
to
be delightful.
If it comes down to a Mark Andrews catch, so help me God.
I have seen people with the takeaway with the Steelers primetime games, too, that how long until we get the Aaron Rodgers announcement? Because the NFL is gambling on this. They are gambling on the Aaron Rodgers announcement for the Pittsburgh Steelers this year for the amount of times that they're on national television. Mm. And it's risky because we also don't know if he'll stay healthy. But they're obviously in the international games. They got a Thursday night game in Cincinnati. They got a Sunday night game at home against Green Bay. So they're, again, gambling on Rodgers versus Packers. At the Chargers is a Sunday night game in week 10. They got another Monday night game in December that we talked about. I mean, they got four primetime games this year, and you better hope that Aaron Rodgers is the quarterback of that team. Because if not, no thank you on Mason Rudolph. Four times.
That's awesome. I can't wait when the season starts where I'm like, hey, who's playing today? And you go, whoa, it's this team that we're talking about right now in May.
How are you not going to remember all of this? You didn't jot notes down on it? I got it all on my calendar.
Put it on your calendar?
I got my reminder on my iPhone. When are the Steelers on primetime? Why are the Dolphins here? What the hell are they doing on Thursday Night Football?
DK gets a little revenge game at home against his old team.
He does. See, look at you. Look at you with a
Week
scheduling
two.
Note.
Not sure who's throwing it to him, but you know.
Aaron Rodgers.
Those revenge games.
Or is it?
It's like the Luka game. Didn't really care about Luka going against the Mavs at home. It's more about the return.
It's got to be in Seattle.
Yeah, when's he coming to Seattle?
They do not play in Seattle this year, obviously. They just
no, and that's going
to
be
Pete
another...
Carroll comes
that's
to a, Seattle for the
Well,
preseason.
That's AFC, NFC rotation, so could be 5-6 years. He could be out of the league.
It's going to be here before we know it,
You think
man.
He's out of the league in 5 years? DK
Metcalf?
I don't think so, but he could. I mean, you get a devastating injury. Who knows
what
happens?
Why would you say that?
Put that out into the world.
God, Riggins.
That's dope.
I'm just
pressing.
Being honest.
You're going to be alive in 5 years?
I don't know.
I hope so, man. That would suck.
I'm planning on it, but you know.
Not thinking otherwise.
True.
You got to keep coming hard, man. Let's get to the leaderboard of the PGA Championship. What's going on at Quail Hollow in day one? Little look at the NBA playoffs. Is it over tonight in Denver? We'll dive into those things next. All right, welcome back in. 8:34. Nice friendly chat in the break with our buddy Chuck Hall. Every time he comes in, I think I'm getting fired.
Well, Chuck has, as a title position wise in Odyssey where he matters. He's a big deal. Okay?
He's a big wig around here.
And most days Chuck comes in, not very often during the week, but when he comes in, it's like T-shirt Chuck.
Yeah.
Hey, Charlie here with a T-shirt.
He's a little more dressed up today.
He's got a button up.
He does.
He's coming in here. Hey, guys, it's nice to see you.
That's when you start a conversation like that and you're a person of power.
It's a
little terrifying.
Oh, no.
You scared the crap out of me, Chuck. We are all going to a Timbers game here in a couple weeks, though, so I'm jacked about
that.
We're having a bros night at the Timbers game.
Look at Chuck. He's already excited
about it. I'm popping my Timbers cherry. I've never been to a Timbers game before.
Well, Chuck,
it's an experience.
Gentle.
I can't wait. I'm very excited. Chuck. Yeah, be gentle.
So get in there.
Use the lube.
Get in there about a half hour early.
Do I need to go watch warm-ups, like batting practice?
It's
do
just
they
a
do
good
that?
Vibe.
A good vibe.
Yeah, it's a good vibe.
Are we all chanting Ole?
Yeah.
When does the singing begin?
It starts, well,
R-C-T-I-D, R-C-T-I-D.
15, 20 minutes before.
Do I get to do the TIFO?
We're not on that section.
Well, are you going? You're not in the Army. The Army does the TIFO down there at
the
bowl.
We don't get our own TIFO?
Not if you're in the club section.
Okay, yeah.
We're in the hoity-toity.
If you're in the
blue hairs on the west side.
Section.
Yeah. Drinking a glass of wine.
Don't get any of that wood chipping on me.
No. I don't want any of that.
That's
I don't
us. Want Timber Joey.
I don't need any of that stuff on my clothes. Come on now.
Is Timber Joey like a mascot? In terms of, like, if we lose Timber Joey, do we get another guy and just call him Timber Joey?
I think you get another guy with a hard hat and a chainsaw. Yeah, I think those guys are pretty easy to find around here, some overalls.
But, like,
I met
do we
Timber
call
Joey.
Him Timber Joey?
I had a thing in a Winterhawks game. I had to do trivia on a stage during an intermission, and Timber Joey was there with me competing.
Yeah.
Hey, what's up, Timber Joey? Chopping that wood?
Well, it would be Timber, because the original Timber Jim was... Back in the day.
Who could forget Timber Jim?
Back in the 70s, the NASL days.
So we changed the name depending on who the Timber guy is.
Yes.
So I could be Timber Dirt.
Timber Tony.
Timber Tony.
Timber Tony would be
Timber Tom.
Cool.
Timber Tom.
Can we
Timber
find
Tom.
A Timber Tom?
Timber Tom would be, that'd be solid right there. Very excited. It's in a couple weeks.
Poll right question is up, by the way. To hoist the Stanley Cup, do you need to come hard?
Okay.
Yes or no?
I mean, you do. You got to come hard.
Thanks, Craig.
Is it? Yeah, Baruby! Is it over tonight in Denver?
No.
Not necessarily.
No.
No.
We get a game seven.
I think I've been on this. I think we get a game seven. You're going to get
now. Why would
everything
game,
from them.
Is it because of travel day? Because if no matter how this goes, we don't get a game any games on Saturday
there
in the
are no
NBA,
games
right?
on Saturday. On Sunday, you will either have game seven of this series or game one of the Western Conference
it's
Finals.
It's a two-day
okay.
two-day off.
So either way, whoever if they win, they're playing on Sunday. If they don't win, they're both playing each other again on Sunday.
Yes.
Okay, got it. The line in this game, OKC 4.5. I am starting to get excited about the idea. Not that I don't love this time of year, but there are nights where it's a little overwhelming and there's doubleheaders in each sport. Like, there's a lot going on every night. And you're trying to wrap your hands around it and get, you know, follow everything that's happening. Getting the solo 5:30 tip is going to be a great, great thing to happen in my life. And that's what we get tonight. A little bit earlier. It's not on as late. Don't have to watch two games. It's just one. Should be fun. Should be entertaining. 5:30 game. I'm very excited about that. I hope we get a game seven.
Game seven will be great with Joker. The other side of that, though, is, man, what a moment potentially for SGA and the Thunder.
Yeah.
If they can go into Denver, backs against the wall, desperate Jokic, desperate Murray, desperate Gordon, and you come out of that thing victorious, you're going to start. That's the confidence factor that a young team needs.
They do.
They couldn't do it last year. Here we are, same position. This is a closeout game on the road. These are the moments that mold and build NBA champions. I'd love to see Oklahoma City, Minnesota probably the most, but out of just sheer respect and terror of Nikola Jokic and everything he's been, I'm going to say the Nuggets get this one. They played pretty damn well after the start of that game in Game 5.
They did. They got off to a slow start and then played well.
It took a massive fourth quarter and really good, timely shots by SGA for the Thunder to overcome that lead and end up winning it. I think at home, hostile environment. I think Denver's going to be rocking tonight. I do think we're going to get a Game 7.
For as wild and as crazy as the NBA playoffs have been so far, now correct me if I'm mistaken on this and if I'm forgetting one, I feel like the only thing we're missing is a really entertaining and enticing game seven. We've had game sevens, but they've kind of been duds. Haven't gone down to the wire.
Yeah, the Clipper game sucked.
That game, the Clipper Nugget game seven sucked.
Terrible.
What was the other one? We had one other one in the first round.
Was it an East? I'm blanking.
What are they going? Was it Golden State? Did Golden State win? Was it Golden State Houston?
Golden
State
Houston. Yes.
Golden State won game seven. And that game sucked too.
That game was
never
good.
They killed them.
At least the Clipper game was good till the third quarter. Right. That Houston Golden State game was garbage.
Yeah, 103-89 was the final of that game seven.
And it was never close.
Nuggets Clippers game seven final was 120-101. Yeah. And it was wider than that, a wider margin than that. That's kind of the only thing that we're missing so far. The playoffs have been incredible. And very had surprising outcomes. And oh my God, look at Indiana. Here they come. The Knicks could be in the conference finals. Like a lot of surprises. Minnesota's a six seed. They've punched their ticket to the conference finals. It's been wide open. We're missing a classic game seven. And I hope we get that. And if Denver wins tonight, we will get that. And that will be on Sunday. What time's that game on Sunday if they win tonight?
Noon. Probably at noon.
The so game an early will be game. At noon, 12:30, no matter what.
1 or 7 will be noon.
Yes.
Okay.
We might end up, and then the game seven Celtics Knicks would be Monday if they.
Yes, that would be Monday. That one's weird. I think that's got to be some sort of venue scheduling thing.
Hmm. WNBA starting up.
They're starting up. That was affecting the Warriors. Had the Warriors extended this series, the Valkyries had a home game. I don't know if the Liberty have a home game there at MSG that they have to dodge.
I'm just super excited to see year two Western Conference Final and Edwards.
Yeah.
I thought their game four was finally the kind of their game of, hey, they took care of their business. They handled that. It didn't end in a close, like, back and forth. It was a no-brainer. This is over. And game five, very similar. Game five was a closeout game, and they handled it accordingly. And that I've not been able to say that about Minnesota in that round prior to those two games.
And it shouldn't have been that close. Had they hung on to the basketball, they turned it over like 20 times.
Golden State got within 10, I think it was. But like ultimately, you just didn't feel like they were
going to
be able to
do it. You never felt like
they
were going to come back and go over the top. But yeah, Minnesota was not clean in that game.
It's just fun, man. The Western Conference, who's going to win the West? You either going to get Joker surprising people by coming back and winning two straight, and then Joker in the West with a rematch against the team that eliminated him
and knocked him out last year
on his home court with a blown 20-point lead in that second half, or you're going to get the future
SGA
current faces of the league,
Ant.
SGA and Ant. And look, LeBron got knocked out, and I know he's still a big part of the league because he's playing. Luka is obviously a big name. Like, there's a lot of big names. Curry, right? But the real face of the league stuff is absolutely in play here. And Edwards going to an NBA Finals, being as confident as he is, as carries himself at least, that's massive for the league. SGA is not going to be him in terms of the personality type, but SGA is still popular enough. He's going to win the MVP. They've, you know, capped off the best Western Conference record. They'd have done all that, and that's massive because there needs to be a face of the league.
Yeah.
I mean, a lot of good players. There is always a face of the league, and Ed Edwards right now, I think for most people, I think Ed Edwards is basically that, but you got to get to a finals. You got to win a ring.
Don't mean a thing if you don't got that ring, man. You got to have that, and both of them will have a chance at it if SGA wins tonight. I'm excited for it. Should be fun. The series has been great so far, Denver and OKC.
You think it's over?
Outside, I don't. I think Denver wins tonight. I think they got one more counterpunch in them, and then in a game seven, you know what you do. You throw the records out the window.
Everything
Anything
is irrelevant.
Could happen in a game seven. I mean, outside of what was a game two that OKC kicked their face in, every other game of the series has been great. Game one, you had the crazy comeback. Denver came back and won game three, if I'm not mistaken. The 2-1 lead late. OKC bounces back. Like, it's been a fun back-and-forth series all the way to game five, where it was Denver basically off to a horrible start, then leading the entire game, and then a bad fourth quarter. OKC won it at the end. That's been the most compelling series, I think, of the second round, outside of one clunker from the Nuggets in game two.
The scary thing, because, you know, you don't know which games are going to be bad. The scary part about tonight, if I'm Denver, is you are at home. Okay, great. You almost won the last game. You didn't. You're more prone to play just hovering at a win, if not getting blown out. Whereas I think Oklahoma City, I'll be curious to see if they have another game two performance. Mm. They're certainly capable. They've got that talent. They've got confidence now. It would be a disaster to watch a game six and it be a 30-point blowout.
That would suck.
But I think those two teams are kind of prone to both of those sides. I think Denver wins, and they win just by an inch because Joker's awesome and Murray has a good game. Whereas Oklahoma City, we haven't quite seen it. Do we see it again? We saw it in game two. Do they all start hitting their shots? They play lockdown defense. Denver has a bad start. Boom, 20-point deficit.
It was funny. I think they showed a graphic of their regular season matchups. I believe they played four times in the regular season. They split 2-2. And Denver's margin of victory average in those two games was under 5 points. Very tight, competitive games. And OKC's average margin in the regular season was like 35. Yeah. Yep. Whoa, that's I got a little lopsided. So we get a game six tonight. Hopefully we get a game seven. We'll see in Denver. The game seven wouldn't be, but game six is in Denver tonight. Should be fun, 5:30. Let's wrap it up. Look at the PGA Championship leaderboard. Answer the poll questions. Close it out on a Thursday next on The Fam. All right, get ready for the poo-pooing.
Oh, what are we going to poo-poo?
Take a look at your PGA Championship leaderboard. Ryan Fox, Alex Noren, 5-under par. Catch the fever. Big fans. Sprague loves watching those guys play. Luke Donald, Ryder Cup captain.
Isn't a country singer? I mean, my God, dude. Talk about a crappy leaderboard.
U.S. Ryder Cup captain Keegan Bradley.
Keegan Bradley, 3-under.
Team Jordan.
David Puig, Yasiel's brother, 2-under par.
Boy, I'm so excited.
Rasmus Højgaard, 2-under par.
I love Højgaard. He's got the
Watch out for the Højgaard twins.
The Højgaards are coming.
He's got the illegal.
They're coming hard this weekend at Charlotte.
No fun allowed.
Scotty Scheffler's 1-under. Does that do it for you? He's on the 11th or the 12th hole, 1-under par.
Yeah.
Sprague's out. He's out for the tournament.
Somebody said Scotty's wearing burnt orange for the first time since he got arrested.
He did this yesterday at a practice round where he legitimately, I think it's a little bit darker orange today than it was.
I think it's darker than yesterday's.
Yeah, yesterday at his practice round, he had
prison orange.
And it was, I believe, the anniversary of him getting arrested at the PGA Championship.
That was wild. That was the start of our show.
We were like, wait, what? What?
We felt like we got ball sacked. Like, there's no
way. Darlington?
I think it was Jeff Darlington, was there, happened to be in the, like, walking into the course at the same time and recorded and filmed the entire thing.
I got to be honest, too.
It was in the car behind him.
Yeah, he was in the car behind him.
Because there was some massive wreck on the main highway or whatever coming in.
I loved how much attention that got. And by the way, it doesn't happen often. We were absolutely 100% right on with our takeaways of that situation.
Oh, yes. Yeah, we nailed that one.
Before getting any of the real details. Like, no,
we nailed that one.
This is going to come out, and this is what it's going to be. I just, what I love about this society now is that was such a big story, right? A golfer in his route to get into a major championship arrested for no real reason. No.
Police officer decided to latch himself to his car and then claim that he got drugged 30 feet.
Well, but like, how was there no massive follow-ups? Like, did that guy get fired?
I don't remember.
Because I think they did the
administration process for that takes so long.
Oh, I'm well aware.
If something happened like within a couple of weeks later...
But that guy had famously had like three other incidents.
He was not fired. He did receive disciplinary action.
Oh, I bet he did.
For not having his body-worn camera activated during the incident.
Paid administrative
leave.
Brian
Gillis was his name.
How dare he? He wasn't allowed to make $350,000 for sitting in his squad car.
Remember, he ripped his pants, though.
Oh, yeah.
His pants got
crazy,
ripped.
Dude.
Ripped pants, man.
Just no follow-up to that at all. It was just like, Scotty's arrested. He might have been a terrible person. Actually, we're going to let him go. Nothing really happened.
It's pretty crazy.
Yeah, you saw it. That started coming across the DA's desk. He's like, I don't want any
part of this. Touching this thing, dude. They dropped those charges
whatsoever. I'm going to get lambasted in court.
Did you guys watch this year's Full Swing when it came out?
I have not.
No worry. They had the episode on Scheffler getting arrested was probably the most interesting because they had a lot more behind-the-scenes camera footage of it. And just wild to relive the moments of, like, the police officer driving him, who was a different guy, who was driving him to the jail. It was like, man, a lot of cameras. You must be a pretty big deal. It's like, dude.
Oh, I did see that. I saw it.
You're at the PGA Championship. Yeah, you got to know, like, at a certain level, as whether you're a sports fan or not, why are you working security or why are you working traffic? What's going on? Like, so are you pretty good? And he's like, yeah, I'm the number one
golfer in the world.
And then I think he got asked about Tiger.
Yeah, so Tiger really that good? Yeah, he's really good. Look, you're not wrong if the leaderboard holds this way. It's early. Give it time.
I know. Pray for the leaderboard to change what I would say to you guys.
Poll question from yesterday. Who would you rather have on your team, Nikola Jokic or Magic Johnson?
That was the hotter take than your Pacer
63%
take.
Of people say Nikola Jokic, top 5 player of all time.
He's
where Dirt was right.
Five-time NBA champion, just...
Yeah, give Jokic Kareem. He's winning every NBA title in the history of NBA titles.
Game 7,
do you agree that the Indiana Pacers... Oh, yeah, back when there were plumbers in the league.
I think it was magic.
Do you agree that the Indiana Pacers winning the NBA Finals would be the greatest thing to ever happen in the league? 68% of you are idiots and say no. We get Game 6 tonight. Is it over in the nation's capital between your Carolina Hurricanes and the Washington Capitals?
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah.
Is it over back in Winnipeg tonight? Dallas with a 3-1 lead.
No.
Ooh.
No.
Okay. So there's our parlay tonight. We're going to go Nuggies, Canes, Jets.
Oh, I'm not going that.
I'm going that.
By the way, what's the results of the Stanley Cup question?
Oh, let me see. Hold on. I got to go find it. Now I'm against it. Hold on.
You got it?
Hold on. Give me time.
Calm down.
It's not showing up on my Twitter timeline. I don't think he posted it.
I 100% posted it.
I don't see it. I don't think that poll question came hard enough. That'll do it for us, folks.
I didn't post it.
Thanks for being a part of our Thursday. If you missed the show, go check the podcast. 10 AM The Fan. Thanks for watching on YouTube. We love you. We'll talk to you tomorrow at 6 AM. Call us next. You're on The Fan.